Kelvinator, builder of Nice motor cars, Kelvinator of Leonard Home Appliances, presents the Andrew Sisters Show. With the top few branches of the week, one of the stars of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor musical, Mickey in St. Louis, Miss Marjorie Maine. With George Gabby Hayes, Marvin Miller, Dewey Alamo Markham, Foy Lilling, and the writers of the Purple Sage, Dick Joan and his orchestra, and starring the Andrew Sisters.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, people are gonna gather round from near and far. The ladies' hearts will be in a whirl, you wind up feeling the sergeant's girl, how they'll carry on when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give them a hearty welcome, then hurrah, hurrah.
To be a great musician to do that. Anybody can learn to play the piccolo. From the inside?
Oh. Is Laverne still moving around over that Sinatra Maverick? She sure got it bad.
Bad? Why, the poor kid swoons every time she passes a mop handle.
Laverne, I don't see what you want to pine over that buzzard for with a husky man like me around.
That's right, Laverne. With the mop handle, and you can have the mop.
Never mind the mop. Look at my physique. Why, the gals look at me and say, what a pair of shoulders. And they look at that skinny coyote and say, what's a pair of shoulders?
Oh, now, Gabby, you couldn't be jealous, could you?
Who, me jealous of Sinatra? I'd sooner be jealous of a motherless calf. Why, he's so anemic that when he stays out all night, only one eye gets bloodshot.
Where's the phone? I'll get it, kid. Andy's sister's ate to the bar ranch, probably the cute one in the middle speaking. It did? Oh, that's wonderful. That'll make the children in town very happy.
Pat, what happened?
Oh, the schoolhouse at the county seat just burnt down.
I hope my old man got out all right.
Yes, we'll be glad to have you. We'll reserve a room just for you. Goodbye. Another reservation, Tom?
Yes, the school mom at the county seat wants to spend a few days on the ranch while repairs are being made on the schoolhouse.
School mom, eh? Well, now, that's for me. Reminds me of the time in Dodge City when two school moms were just mad about me. I'll never forget the day they decided to shoot it out, see which one would get me.
Well, which one got you?
Both of them. One of them in the leg and the other in the hip.
Gabby.
Say, come to think of it, kid, this school teacher might teach those cowhands the manners, and then when we have city dudes on the ranch, they'll know how to act.
And incidentally, Gabby, you need to be taught some manners.
Well, what have I done now?
Well, for instance, last night you reached all the way across the table for the bread. Then you reached across the table for the meat. Gabby, don't you have a tongue?
Yeah, but my arms are longer.
You see, that's what I mean. I think this school teacher will help our ranch a lot.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's good, good, good.
Good, good, good. Love you, love you. Nice, nice, nice. Love you, love you. Fine, fine, fine. Love you, love
Cramming, Pat. I just like to take old proverbs and break them down. Now take, for example, the old saying, waste not, want not. Well, that's been given a new twist in these days of food rationing, for in addition to its original meaning, we've learned to interpret it as follows. Don't waste anything, and don't hanker too much after what you can't get. Yes, we Americans have learned to conserve vital supplies and to take shortages of many items right in our stride. Here at Kelvinator today, we're producing solely for the fighting front. But we do pledge you that when our war job is done, we will bring you new Kelvinator refrigerators, electric ranges, and home freezers. New and finer home appliances that will make your kitchen truly the heart of your home. And meanwhile, depend on this. Your Kelvinator dealer and all other home appliance dealers stand by to help you keep your appliances at top efficiency. Until that day when you and he will have the great new products of tomorrow.
I got calluses and blisters working for the Andrews sisters.
I sure did, Alamo. You know, we have a ranch guest coming in for the county seat, and we want you to fix up a real good dinner.
Hey, Miss Patty, I've got a meal fit for a king.
Oh, that's fine, Alamo.
Well, look here, Miss Patty. In regard to that matter of foreign policy...
Foreign policy?
Yes, ma'am. Could you possibly consider lend-leasing me a few dollars to pay aid?
But, Alamo, I've already advanced you some money.
Miss Patty, if you want to cook on this here ranch, you better give me advance on my advance.
But what do you mean?
Well, you see, I just got a letter from Mr. Morgenthau, and I quote from the letter. Quote, Dear Mr. Alamo, concern of your income tax for last year, to wit, please repent.
Why, you shouldn't mind paying your income tax.
Oh, I don't mind paying my income tax at all. I love it.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. For three good reasons. In the first place, I love my country. And in the second place, I am patriotic. And in the third place, Mr. Marvin Carr's gonna take it anyway.
Well, I get the point. You mean you're broke?
No, ma'am. Not unless you call not having any money being broke. And you know what income tax is. Spell that backwards. That's Alcatraz.
Well, we'll take care of that later, Alamo. Say, what are you gonna have for dinner? You know, that chicken you cooked last week was pretty good.
Oh, Miss Patty, don't remind me of that chicken.
Well, why not? It tasted all right.
I know it. But I got so mad stuff in that chicken. Then he and I got together and I could have killed him.
Oh, Alamo, how you carry on?
But I'm going on back in the kitchen, because here comes right over the purple stage, singing, twiddle-em, twiddle-em, sweet, twiddle-em, oh, boy, sing that.
We love
twiddle-em,
twiddle-em, we love twiddle-em, and they're wishing, we're wishing, oh, they're wishing, We look well on the ground. We look well on the ground. They feel lazy, running and lazy, getting a thrill. We look well. We look well. We look well, waiting corn. Is it easy? I'm not freezing. Let me tell. We look well. We look well, buffalo corn. We look well with the moon. And they're waiting. He's so patient. Over the hills, we look well.
Hey, you maverick, cut that shooting out there. We're expecting a schoolmarm any minute.
Oh, who do you think I am? Get your old way in.
Well, Miss Lane, welcome to the 8th of the Bow Ranch. So you're the school teacher from the county seat.
Yeah, she looks more like the county seat.
Daddy, Miss Lane, this is our ranch foreman, Daddy Hayes.
Is that Daddy Hayes?
It sure is.
Huh. Even Wally Gray looks good to me now.
Ma'am, I've seen the water company dig up better looking manes than you.
You're the undersized belly goat. I'll hang a hillbilly haymaker on that alfalfa patch on that chin of yours.
Miss Lane, we have a nice comfortable room for you. We hope you'll enjoy your stay here.
Thanks. You know, you'd better smart up the ranch out here.
Yes, we have 16 rooms and 3 baths. And we used to have 4 baths, but Daddy took one.
Yeah, there is a strong resemblance at that.
What here, you captive kisser, you? I may not be a raving beauty now, but I can look back on the days when I had plenty of good looks. That's just when I was on the stage. I was really something to look at in them days. When I come out in them high button shoes and my thing in my bustle.
Bustle? What's that?
A calico version of Bill Frank's man.
Hey, I remember the day one of them shows come to our town. My pa told me not to dare go see it. Said there were things in the show a little boy shouldn't see. One day I sneaked in anyway.
Did you see anything you shouldn't see?
Yeah, my pa.
Quiet, Daddy. Well, Miss Lane, we're sure glad you came to the ranch. You see, we think the boys could use a little more polish in handling the dudes that come up here.
Well, now, maybe they do need polishing up.
Gee, thanks. We'll have the bunkhouse cleared out for a classroom.
I'll be glad to have to go, especially you, Patty. You remind me of a sweet young pupil I used to have. Clem Malone's daughter, Molly.
You mean sweet Molly Malone?
Yes. Do you know her?
Do I know sweet Molly Malone?
In the moonshine, there goes around a story of love very true. Deep, wide, and narrow.
You know, a friend of ours remarked not long ago, when the war is over, I'm going to pin a medal on this Nash car of mine, because I've learned that it was really built to take it. And if that Nash is his to talk, it would probably say, and I'll pin one on you, too. Because... Patty, what's that?
Well, look, Marv, how about giving us gals a chance to do the commercial? You know, we've wanted to be announcers for so long.
Oh, why? Oh, sure, Patty, if you want to that bad, here.
Oh, no thanks, Marv. You keep that one. We've got one of our own.
Bought a car in Trinidad. Best darn car we ever had. Over up this road, it goes like a flash. You know name, and it rhymes with Nash. Finance and tell the makers. Much like your after one. You find your way better. Keep them high-earned Yankee dollars.
Oh, it's a fact, man. It's a fact.
A hope that's now done in our plan. We do for Yankee government. We work for boys who fight so well. Make it up to win and not to sell. Buy Nash and tell the Nator. Must wait till after war. You'll find no way that home. You stand high earned Yankee dollars.
It's a fight, man. It's a fight.
And so will your Nash dealer. When the day comes, he'll be ready to offer you new Nash cars with the even greater comfort, the even greater dependability, and the amazing gasoline economy that will make your new Nash the automobile that was worth waiting for.
What, Charlie, I ain't really like the great car.
Hey, Miss Main, I almost forgot. Here's a telegram for you. It's come this morning.
Thank you, Cabbage Jam. Damn, I can't read it so much.
Well, did you lose your glasses?
Nope. I've been so busy teaching school these 20 years and never learned to read.
Well, all it says is that your school has been repaired and the school at the county seat resumes tomorrow.
Well, I reckon now I'm a happy vacation ends,
Oh, I bet you'd be glad to be back. Do you really think the kids burnt down the schoolhouse?
No, they didn't do it.
So what makes you so sure?
That I want a vacation, I'll burn it down myself.
Well, Marjorie, we appreciate your coming up, and we've enjoyed having you.
Oh, thank you, girls. We sure had fun.
On the table, ain't we got fun?
don't you have something to say about income taxes?
Well, it's just this, Pat. Everyone whose 1944 income was $500 or more must file an income tax return not later than midnight of March 15th. That's next Thursday night. And don't forget, folks, the money we pay in taxes helps to pay for victories.
Don't look at me, Miss Maxine. Mine's all made out and paid.
Miss Patty, the other telegram just come over the telephone. And I trust you can extinguish the massage.
Well, let me look at it. Andy Sisters, MK8 to the Bob Student. Coming up to look at your cab. Hope you're in good shape. Here, Rod, next Sunday, signed Jerry Colonna.
Oh, wonderful. See, we're doing okay, Pat. Colonna's coming up next Sunday. And get this, week after that, Bob Hope will be here.
But Colonna can't come up.
Well, I'm at Laverne.
Because the Allies just captured Colonna.
Oh, Laverne.
See y'all next week, everybody. And thanks, Marjorie Main, for dropping in today.
We'll be with you next Sunday afternoon.
From Hollywood by Nash Kelvinator, peacetime manufacturer of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator, and Leonard Home Appliances. Now devoted 100% to production for war. The Andrew Sisters Show with Marjorie Main will be transmitted to our troops overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Marjorie Main may be seen in the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture called The Harvey Girl. Gabby Hayes is under contract to Republic Pictures. This is Marvin Miller speaking.